Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Ostroff is our guest. Jim is a regular member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the great editors at the Kiplinger Washington Editors. They're the people who produce the family-owned, third-generation-run American entrepreneurial success story. They're the folks who make the Kiplinger Letter, which Jim and I work off of every week. And then, of course, they make the biweekly letters, tax and the agriculture letter, and also their magazine, Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine, all those. Jim Ostroff, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back. Hey, thank Jim, you. You might have noticed we had an election Tuesday.
We had an election. We had a little tussle over here, and
was it an election way more Americans than not say to Mr. Obama, "Sir, we're just not that into you."
Well,
what do you think?
It's hard to say, give a one specific narrow focus message, but I'll say this. Many people indicated by their votes that they don't like their representatives. That is House, Senate.
But did they vote against the representative, or did they vote against Obama's principle? Now, what do you in your reporting, as you look at this thing, were they voting against their member of Congress, or were they voting against the national agenda?
I should say, from what we have found, and particularly, it was a sense of personal unease,
yeah.
And that is unease about the their current economic situation,
right.
And what they see of the trends. I got to say, I've not seen polling information that specifically says I voted them out because we hate Obama.
Right.
It is part. That is one factor. That led many people to say we're turning out our representatives.
The reason why I believe that it is a repudiation of Obama, even though he doesn't believe that, of his what he's tried to do, primarily meaning that he focused on the wrong things. Maybe they didn't disagree with what he did as all by itself, but they focused on the wrong things, is because never mind the Senate, never mind the House, never mind the governors, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
The state legislatures and all the way down to local dog catchers, the Republican changeover is when all that's reported, Jim, it's going to take people's breath away.
It has not yet fully played out because there are many elections that still are sort of up in the air.
But have you seen the map, Jim? The map of how the state legislatures have switched over. The entire country is red except for the coasts.
That is very significant over here. Really, as I said, the grassroots, the legislatures, are really so important, in doing so many things in drawing districts for elections.
Because that's what has to happen the next 2 years after this census, right? Isn't this going to turn into like a perfect storm for Obama?
It may be very difficult. I'm just saying this, certainly, that this will be done. By and large, redistricting will be finished before 2012,
yeah,
and then there's an election, and members of legislatures have been known to try to draw up districts.
Gambling in Casablanca.
I'm shocked. They have been known to gerrymander.
Yeah,
With
10 or more new governors on the Republican side,
right.
And more state houses than I think in anybody's memory, maybe in history, have flipped over to having a Republican majority. Jim, this has got to be literally a nightmare that hasn't completely played out for the Democrats.
I got to say that the political ramifications will continue and play out for at least the next two years. Now, one doesn't know. I have to say here, it could become 2012 or so, the economy is roaring. And it could be this and that policy. And people would say, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I love this. And they would go, they could go and vote something very differently. Probably not likely we can that anything can move so quickly.
Nobody's projecting a roaring economy in the next 2 years.
They're still not
projecting unemployment to be 8% 2 years from now.
Probably.
If we're lucky, maybe.
Very high again.
Yeah.
The answer is job growth.
That's the key. Hey, Jim, thanks for a good report there, folks. And from Jim Ostroff, folks, he's with the Kiplinger Editors. He and I are going to come back. When we do, we're going to talk a little bit about exporting. We're going to talk about the global economy. We're going to talk about the credit cards. Some pretty cool stuff going on with credit cards, I think you're going to want to hear about. And other things just like that after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.